Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman, and thanks for joining today's business building session. And I guess I want to start off without forgetting to thank our host today, our sponsor, Security National Mortgage, as they always sponsor these Circle of Champions teleseminars. And it says something about their commitment, too. These are challenging times, and I appreciate their statement of wanting to help their customers, their brokers, during these times. So today's topic, Internet marketing strategies on a budget. Well, let's see. First of all, today's topic came from a question that I sent out, and I asked the 6,000 or 7,000 brokers that are in my marketing and coaching community. My question to them just a couple of weeks ago was, what is your number one challenge today? And I would say overwhelming, the number one answer to that question was lead generation. And specifically, you know, balancing internet marketing strategies and high-touch marketing strategies, you know, the old kissing babies and shaking hands, sort of utilizing old-school methods in marketing with new-school technology. By the way, the number two answer was converting captured leads into sales. I've always said that marketing, basically, is a waste of money and a waste of time, right up until somebody says, where do I sign? So I know that it is important to really have the skills today that are required in this new market to get people off the fence and convert those leads into sales. But today, let's stay focused on really generating more internet traffic, as well as a consistent flow of inbound leads for you utilizing internet marketing. So the objective of mine is pretty simple. As always, keep a pen handy if you're not driving. I'm going to have some free goodies for you, thanks to the sponsor today at the end of the call. And I'm going to give you some tangible, simple, and budget-friendly ideas to utilize this type of marketing. And I think that's the key. When we talk about internet marketing and website strategies and the rest of it, I know that it can be confusing and more difficult to do than not do. Well, I'm going to turn it around the other way. I'm going to make it easier for you to use these tips, tools, tricks, and strategies than not use them. And I'm going to focus on really four different tools to use with the internet marketing ideas. One will be the web, a blog, utilizing articles and videos. And I'm also going to, and that's all going to be how to generate the internet leads from all of those different ways. And I'm also going to give you a personal branding trick at the end that can absolutely increase your rankings of your personal ranking on Google to the front page. So you don't hang in for that one. That's going to be worth the call. So listen for a nugget, by the way. I'm going to go over a lot of different ideas in a short time, not to try to convince you that I know any more than you, but hopefully that I can give you the nugget that maybe you've been looking for that you can act on, and I think that's part of it. So it's not just about a bunch of more ideas. It's more about picking up a nugget here that you can use to help grow your business. So I want to start with I've added a lot of muscle. This is a topic that we have spoke about before, but I want to give you some new ideas on how to utilize your website and utilize specific strategies for capturing leads. It's not about, you should get a website. That'd be great and have a bunch of visitors come by. I'm not about that. I'm about, number one, having your own personal website. I think that is definitely required. Whether you have a company website or not, I think it's still important to have your own personal website, especially with some of this internet marketing that we're going to talk about. It's going to be a no-brainer. The price is right, by the way. To generate your own website, it'll take about 20 minutes. The price is almost ridiculous, whether you're using companies and vendors like eTraffickers, which I really like, .com, Lender Homepage, I really like that one. And when I say I like them, not that I'm promoting them, I like them because the price is right and they're easy. And it begins to position yourself as your own company within the company anyway. So I had in my mortgage company over 60-plus loan officers, and I told them all, you should have your own personal website. I got one for you, but I'm all about promoting me. You should be promoting you anyway. So here's the purpose now again. The purpose of your site is to drive traffic to it, number one. Keep them there, number two, and convert that traffic into leads. Let's see. It's not the idea or purpose of just getting visitors to your website. Anything we talk about today, whether it's the website, the blog, all this marketing is for one purpose: generate more leads. In this market, I need more leads. I need to go through more suspects to find the right prospects. So again, the purpose of the website is not just to drive traffic, but I'm going to show you how to get traffic there all day long. But to keep them on your site, and at the same time, convert those that do show up into leads. It's sort of interesting that less than 2% of all website traffic today is turned into leads. And I've looked at that a lot, and I've wondered why. You know, if you're getting the traffic, why is such a low, 98% of the people that come to your website we're missing out on. And I think part of it is just, again, that wrong focus. And the focus has been, for many, just get people to your website. Promote it. Get it out there. Bring people to your website. Instead of, the purpose is, I need more business. We're not going to talk about it today, but it's even your Facebook business page. Why do you have one? Because I want to tell somebody where I had breakfast? No way. I use it as a marketing tool. So same thing with this. Now, I have spent plenty of money, and I've found out one thing over the years. Nobody is offering a complete internet marketing solution, and I don't know. I've tried them all. I wish I had half the money back that I'd spent on, those internet lead companies. I've spent tons with LendingTree leads and Lower My Bills and all those little forms you fill out on the internet and the people that want a free rate quote, and boy, you'll get them, and exclusive leads. Oh, I've spent plenty on that. I've done real-time transfers. I spent money on liveleads.com, Lead Planet, you name it. And I found out one thing. Nothing is even close to generating leads in this internet world better than your website if it's set up the right way. None of those can even compete. If you can set your website up as that internet lead capture machine, and I'm going to show you how to do that basically for free. Well, you'd have to get a website if in this conversation, but I'm going to show you how to generate internet leads even if you don't have a website. That's even better. So let's just start with some specific strategies and specific tools just with the web alone. And I've got some new things for you on this, but I want to start with I strongly suggest that your website still has an audio welcome to somebody that comes to your site. I'd say 99% of the websites that I review don't even have a welcome when somebody comes there. I'd say 99% of all websites don't utilize that opportunity to welcome somebody into your store. And I just look at your website. It's just kind of your store, and you go into a store, it'd be nice if somebody said, hi, thanks for coming in. So I still think that it sort of makes your website come alive, number one. And again, it's just your voice. It's free to do. You can go to, how about the service we're using today, freeconferencecall.com. It's free. You can create a little audio welcome to your website and cut and paste, put it on there, and pretty easily done. Keep it short, 15 to 20 seconds. You're not going to tell them your life history. It's just a hi, welcome to my website. But here's the key. You have to include a call to action. And a call to action for what? A call to action that will generate an opt-in email address. You see, that is the beginning of turning your website, again, into a lead machine and utilizing the internet for that. So that call to action, I think you can do that with a little audio welcome. Hi, this is Bill Sparkman. Thanks for visiting my website. Hey, listen, before you go today, be sure you visit my and then send them somewhere so they don't just click away. And I think that's the opportunity that you have. Now, where you want them to go is what I call your lead capture point. That's where we're going to give them the opportunity to opt in. Opt in what? Their email address, so that we can market to that. So anyway, the lead capture point. What's yours on your website? I mean, most of the websites I look at, there's calculators and there's all these things that it's not enough to capture a lead. You have to be able to offer something that delivers value, that delivers something of curiosity, that offers and delivers something that somebody might want. So there's where that call to action is. You've got to take them to your lead capture point. Now, that could be like an example. It could be simply on a very simple level. It could be a report. It could be an article. It could be one of our most popular ones today to get opt-in information is a free foreclosure list. That's pretty interesting. Click here for your free foreclosure list, and it's still funny how many people are interested in all the foreclosures in your area. So that's a great little button there to get their email information. I've got one. We're using one right now on many websites. And be sure to, before you leave, get my free ebook on how to increase your FICO score, or how to increase your credit, or however you want to say that. But again, that is really an interesting topic today. I think it's interesting enough that we're getting almost 60%+ of the people that are using that particular strategy are gaining the opt-in information they're looking for. Where do you get that information? It's free. All you have to do is go to myfico.com. They've got a 35-page killer book called Understanding Your Credit Score. If you can't find it, let me know. I'll show you right where it is on their website. And it's free, and you can give it away. It's public information. But for you, it gives you a great lead capture point on your website. I'm just telling you, how to increase your credit score is something that's interesting to people. So it could be that. I think it's either increasing your credit score, the free foreclosure list, which I can hook up with my favorite realtor. We can work together on that very simply, and that one's going to be easy. We have another button that seems to really be gathering some traction. We've tried it on mortgage originator websites, and it's just a button that says, tell me what my neighbor sold their home for. And that's all it says. Tell me what my neighbor sold their home for. It's in this market. That's a hot topic. People are interested. Wonder what the neighbor got for their house. You know, not what the neighbor told them they got, but what they really got. So that button, and what is it going to require to respond? It's just going to require their email address and their address of their property. So you see, you've got three or four capture points right there. They're all free. You can cut and paste and put them on to your website very easily. And then the biggest part is you've got to find a way to make sure that you respond to those that you capture the leads from. And I say that only because 48% or less of all internet traffic that is asked for information gets responded to. Now, you might think that's kind of weird, but it is to me also. So online requests are only responded to 48% of the time. Come on. We're going to set your lead capture points up so that you'll get the information. Now find a way to do that. So I guess it's a lot of content that I'm looking for on your website. So they'll stay longer. Average person will stay on the website less than 20 seconds because it's boring and there's nothing there to keep them on the site, let alone capture their information for future marketing. You could even offer this type of free information on all the print advertising that you do, the back of your business card. Stop by my website and get your free ebook called How to Increase Your FICO Score. I mean, even that drives them to your website, but for a purpose. They're going there so that you can capture their leads. So you got to kind of figure out a way to also give them a reason to act, and I think part of that can be part of your offer. I also suggest a trusted affiliate or a button that just says, we recommend. And then you can list the companies that you get referrals from. Now, that's key. It's not by accident the people that are under your we recommend button. Those are the people that you get business from. whether it's if you're in the mortgage business, it's the realtors that you do, it's actually your preferred realtor partners, and maybe even their featured listing of the month. But under that, we recommend, very simple, I think that's another place to have people stay a little longer. And then I think one of the biggest things that you could do today right after this call is to add video to your website. Now, 50% of all internet traffic today is video, according to Google. Then they should know. That's why they bought YouTube, because YouTube is the number two hit website on the planet. So first of all, if 50% of all internet traffic is video, that's at least one reason why you might consider putting video onto your website. I'll show you how to do that in a second. But another reason is Google loves video. No, I say Google loves video. What does that mean? That you can increase the rankings of your website without going to an SEO whatever specialist master simply by adding video to your website. Google's not interested that much in text. They really don't recognize text. And what is on most websites you look at? It's all text, most. Well, if they really like video, then I'm going to say, well, nothing will increase your rankings on Google to get you the front page faster than video. So why not do it? Most people that I talk to say, oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm camera shy. I don't want to do a video. It's like, hold on. Look, this is your business you're growing. So just adding short educational videos, 10 minutes long, I think it's the education of the video that's as important as the quality, or maybe even better. So it's not that you have to have some $500 camera. If your laptop or your desktop has a little camera on it, good enough. I've even seen some smartphones that even can do a good enough job. But the key is it's free and it's easy, and it will increase your rankings and get you to the front page of Google faster than anything else. So I think it also, people feel like they know you when they can click on back to your audio. Now, you're welcome. All you'd have to say is, and by the way, before you leave today, be sure that you visit my video library. I've got some great topics there that I think you'll really enjoy about today's market and the challenges were blah, blah, blah. So I think it's the human factor that you can add again very simply. These are just simply, you could do just how-to videos. I mean, come on, this is your business. You're not making up stuff. This is the things you already know. Is it better to rent or to buy today? Has the market hit the bottom? Take a look at my video. Has the market bottomed out? These are things that you can get information from. You can get the information from Google, let's face it, all that you need. Is it really true that you need 20% down in perfect credit today to buy a home? So I think that you could do 3 or 4, 5, 10. What about on a weekend you just did 3 or 4 of those and just used YouTube and uploaded the YouTube? And by the way, you're also now, every time you add the video to your website, you've also got another video on YouTube, and I got that goes without saying that's going to increase your presence just by that. So I think you got to consider that. You can make the videos for free. We already said that. You can post them on your site, and you can post them on YouTube, and all you need to do is have a very inexpensive camera, a cell phone, or your computer. So again, it has a much higher upside than just writing it off because it might be too difficult. Now, if you say, well, I ain't doing video. All right, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. Then how about just a library of audio? Same thing, exactly what I just said, but instead of a video, how about if it's just an audio little library? For those that have access to my back room on my website, all of the audios on my homepage that you have access to, those are all done just like today. You can do it for free. You can post it on your website for free. So now you have a whole, you talk about your audio welcome. Hey, make sure you visit my Home Buyer University. I've got some great podcasts there on today's hottest topics in buying or refinancing a home. Now that creates another lead capture point. Because to hear those, all I want is their email address. That's it, nothing else. So I think it makes that more viable, whether it's video, which, again, I would definitely subscribe to that, or even if it's audio. Now, for those that say, well, I don't have a website, I'm not getting a website, all right, well, let's continue on with more internet marketing strategies that aren't necessarily tied to your website. Well, YouTube's one right off the bat. We've already said utilizing video to generate leads, that can be done by itself. But let's take a look at adding a blog now. Either adding the blog to your website, or if you don't have one, creating a blog for yourself. Now, I go back to the reason why. It is the second best way and fastest way to Google's front page is via the blog. And now 50% of all traffic is a video. That's why I'm going to look at both of them. But let's just take the blog. I want it to be very low for me, low maintenance. I don't have time to sit around all day and write all these things on my blog. I just don't have time for that. I think that it can become very labor intensive. The blog can become a replacement for action. Instead of going to prospect, oh, I'll just write on my blog a few times a day. No, that's not the purpose of it. Again, maybe two times a week, if maybe once a week. But there is nothing worse than going to somebody's blog, and the last time they posted was December of 2010. I mean, why bother? Don't even do it. And remember, Google responds to the blog. The more you blog, the higher your rankings on Google. See, I don't have to know why that happens. I don't have to know how it happens to experience the victory that I get from doing it. That's almost smart. I don't have to know how it works. I just need to do it so I can experience that increase in rankings, which we're all trying to get to. If somebody looks at Salt Lake City Mortgage, what page are you on? Are you even on the page? See, that's the whole key. That's what people do today. Not only home searches, but mortgage searches today are beginning on the internet. So I just want to find ways for you and I to get ourselves positioned higher up on the rankings. So maybe once or twice a week. Everything that you blog include your name and city. So if you're blogging on something about mortgages and it has your name and your city, that's going to make it much easier for people to find you once they do go to Google and they do find you. Using the keywords, mortgage, real estate, activity, bottom, all those words is what we're looking for. So that could be it. See, I think the blog, I guess if somebody says, so, you know, is there really an advantage? I think what it does is it turns random traffic on your website or into loyal subscribers. See, people can actually, if you have, by the way, good content, they can subscribe to your blog. They might even put it on their favorites. Now, if they put your website on their favorites, yeah, even better. So I think it has to be good content, has to be consistent. Remember, once a week, that's it, 10 minutes, you're done. But if you do it consistently, it is elevating your presence, and that's what we're trying to get to, especially in utilizing the internet to generate leads. So I think it has to be positive. Here's why. I think positive and uplifting content is more viral than negative. Does that make sense? You put something that's positive on your blog or positive and uplifting on YouTube, it becomes more viral. People want to, you know, they're going to send it to somebody else because of that. I think it has to be practical. It has to be useful content, and I think that's what gets shared with others. Something that's practical and useful. Just think about this. How about your blog? Getting your free ebook or complete book on understanding your credit score or how to increase your FICO score. Just that alone. You see, that's practical content. That's what gets shared. And I guess the best part of all, again, back to it's free. You can set the blog whether you have a website or not. I have a website, of course. And I have a blog, BillSparkmanTheCoachBlog.com. I have both. But the key is, if I was to give up one or the other, I'm not sure I would. But if you don't have your own website, you can certainly set up your own blog very easily. And again, just take a look at WordPress.com. Also, your nugget for today might be, just take a look at freeconferencecall.com. You can create, like I said, everything from your audio welcome to a complete audio library. Free, easy, in your own little office with the door shut. Nobody will even hear you. Part of it is that. You know, there is another big difference, though, between a website and a blog. A blog, someone can subscribe to, but they can't subscribe to your website. That's one thing. Now, if you can subscribe to the blog, here's even the better part. You can have your blog automatically post on your Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. It auto-populates. Let's see how to say this. you can write on your blog. Remember, once a week, remember, I don't have time to sit there and write on my Facebook, my Twitter. Who's got time, right? All I do, and I'm giving you the behind the curtain right here, all you have to do is, if you did happen to have a Facebook business page or if you had a Twitter account, and some people go, oh, I haven't done anything with that ever. Well, get a blog, subscribe to your Facebook page, your Twitter, and your LinkedIn, and it'll auto-populate. In other words, write something on your blog, it shows up on every other one of those. If you're on other, I'm on 9 social media platforms. I write on my blog, it automatically populates every one of them. I mean, how cool is that? You talk about low maintenance again. See, we're trying to not make this a labor-intensive conversation. I want to make it easy, affordable, and fast, and I think part of it is that. So just think about that alone. If you currently have a Facebook business page, whether you have Twitter or LinkedIn, I subscribe to both. I would think you should have both of those. Remember, that would be a good enough reason to start your own blog. A good enough reason is you can write on that, and it puts it on everything. Now, on my Twitter, I think you know it only takes 140 characters. I write a lot longer than that most time. But it still goes on Twitter. It just says, you know, click or something. You know, it will only show the 140 characters, and the rest of it's on a link. So enough on that, but I think the blog's important. More than a video? Nah. More than a website? Probably not. But I think it's that combination. Remember, we're trying to give you everything we can to muscle up your business so when somebody goes on Google and puts in mortgage St. Louis, Missouri, that you're on that front page. And I just can tell you by doing just what we've said so far, you will get there much, much faster. That's why if you're on the company website, nothing wrong with that, by the way, but we're not increasing our rankings because most of the time, the company website, it's not blogging, there's no video. You see, we're not really taking advantage of all those things that we could to elevate the rankings. Well, here's your tip, trick, and strategy for giving yourself now some personal online branding, okay? And I think that we're going to talk about personal branding now versus your website. I've given you everything that you need to at least start looking at some things to really give some muscle to your website and the rest of it. But now what about yourself? Again, when somebody puts in mortgage, Chicago, Illinois, whose name comes up on that front page? See, here's where I'm going to try to give you everything you need here to get you on the front page. So personal branding your name so that you show up everywhere, and again, for free. That's where we're going to take this little piece here. 83% of all consumers, I've been told, I've read, I don't know if it's true, but it's from Google, they must know. they know everything. 83% of all consumers will go to Google first and Google someone's name before choosing to use a person, a product, or a service. That's pretty incredible. 83% of consumers, before they're going to choose you to do their mortgage, they're going to Google. They're going to Google you. That's something that's kind of new these days. By the way, if you Google your name today, now your name, where do you show up? And especially if in anything that you're doing, you've got your name in your city on there, but where do you show up? What does it say? You might want to just Google yourself today just to see what's on there. It's kind of unfortunate, but whatever's on under your name on Google, you can't change. That's kind of weird. But anyway, what I'm telling you now, I've done. If you Google my name, I'm number 4 on the front page of Google. If you Google motivational speaker, I'm on the front page. If you Google mortgage sales and marketing trainer, I'm number three on the front page. If you Google anything to do, see, the key is, I don't know how this happened, except that I did what I'm going to tell you right now, as well as I blog, I use audio, I have a website and everything else. But just this one thing can elevate your name. So the best and the easiest way to get yourself and your name and your presence on that front page of Google, remember, 83%, they're going to Google your name before they choose you, is by writing articles. Now, stay with me because somebody just went, I could hear you going, oh, I don't like writing articles. Well, it's okay. You don't have to like writing articles. In fact, I'm going to show you a way where you don't even have to write them. But the key is writing articles. Two or three articles is all you have to write. That's all that's needed, with your name and your city on every article that you write, and that it's relevant to your industry, whether it's real estate, whether it's mortgages. You just write an article that's relevant to your – what kind of an article? Well, come on. Think of all the stuff that's – I always look at what's confusing today. Oh, I don't know. How about an article on the seven biggest mistakes people make when buying their first home? How about five ways a loan can be turned down, even with perfect credit? I mean, just a little article on that. I mean, I've got a flyer I'd be happy to give to you where it says how your loan can be declined with perfect credit and 20% down. I've got 10 things that could happen. So even an article like that. How about the new mortgage regulations and how they affect today's consumer? We're talking about a short article. This isn't a long, drawn-out thing. Let's see. Hey, is a short sale really a short sale, or is it more like a long sale? How about an article? Just very short, but the article even on that. Hey, you don't want to write one? I'll give you one. I'll even let you say you wrote it. you could go buy one. They're 99 cents. You can go to the PLR store and buy an article on real estate, marketing, credit, mortgage. And by the way, when you do buy the article through the PLR store, which stands for Public Label Private Label Rights, they actually release the authorship rights. So you buy the article for 99 cents, and it's something that's relevant to your industry, and you get to say you wrote it, and it's legal. I mean, you don't even have to give a byline. You wrote it. You're the author of the article. So now you have you have two articles. You said, all right, next week, Coach, I'm writing two articles. I'm going to find two ways. Whether you get them from me, you buy them, or you make one up. Now, what are you going to do with them? So now you have these articles. Now what I want you to do is I want you to upload them to several different free article directories. And there are thousands of free article directories. If you Googled, free article directories, there would just be on and on. And the free article directories will take any article, and they'll post them on their directory, as long as they're not pornographic or mean-spirited. I mean, let's be realistic. Remember, they're relevant to your industry. So all you'd have to do is take one of these articles and upload it over there to one of the free article directories, and they'll post your article on the website. Now, come on, how cool is this? But let's kick it up a notch. I mean, how many times, what are you going to do, send it to 1,000 directories? I don't have enough time in my life for that. So, but you could upload that same article to a service that will send it to all thousands of these directories, all right? Follow that with your name on it, your city, and the word mortgage, or real estate. So this is pretty cool. So you could instantly, have your article on thousands of directories for free. I use a service called, see, here we go again, right behind the curtain. I use a service called iSnare, SNARE.com. I can send an article to iSnare. They will then send it to hundreds and hundreds of free article directories. You go to a free article directory under, click under not gardening, under mortgage or whatever, and there's your article. Now remember, it's only two articles, maybe three, maybe one, and now you're on 1,000. So what does that do for you with Google? Somebody now Googles your name, you're everywhere. Everywhere somebody can look, I mean, all of a sudden they're going to say, again, this person is everywhere. Yeah, I'm on every directory. I've written an article. Anyway, it is another way, without using a blog or a video, to get yourself personally branded by having your name show up on the front page. I'm there. I don't know how I got there, but I'm on the front page of Google. And for me, for what I do, it turns into business. You see, there's a reason for this. It's not just, oh, let's just put my name on the whatever. My picture's on there. It has my website address. If you don't have a website, you could put your blog address right on. How'd you like to have on the front page of Google? There's your name, and just it'll say something, and then it's got a link to your blog or your website. I mean, come on, that's too good again. And again, if somebody's going to Google your name, you might as well do what you can do to get it out there so that it seems like, anyway, that everywhere that they look, there you are. All right. Let's summarize this by saying this. If you got a nugget on here, you can't do all this stuff. I got it. You're not going to go do everything. I understand. But if you have one nugget that you can, as soon as we hang up, take advantage of from listening today, I think that's going to be good enough for at least this session to make that happen. Now, a couple of things I've got for you, thanks to Security National Mortgage. If you don't have access yet to my members-only backroom private marketing and training center, let whoever invited you on the call today know, and I will give you access. It's password protected. If your business has hit a wall in the last period of time, if you've got that, what do they call it, the slump, or you're trying to initiate some of these ideas or some other marketing that you're doing and you'd like a little advice or some comments, I will be happy to give you my version of an action plan based on what you're trying to achieve. Again, you just whoever invited you today, let them know, and I'll send you a little form. Tell me where you're at, where you want to get to, and I'll give you my thoughts, ideas, and strategies. And lastly, for October and November, I'll also review your website for free. I say for free. I mean, Security National Mortgage is picking up the tab, but I will review your website. I'll give you my comments, suggestions, recommendations, and just some of my ideas that you can consider. Let's put it that way. So if you want to take advantage of a free website review, no problem. Whoever invited you, let them know. They'll put you in. All you have to do is send me your website, and I will take it from there. So with that, I hope that you can turn this call into something that will increase your production and prosperity at the same time. So have an amazing rest of the week. I'll look forward to you on our next call in the Circle of Champions series. And until then, keep winning.